Hello, and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Brian, and you are listening to Training Time, where I have some I have some prospective CITR members here in Studio A, learning how to use the board and be live on air. I'd like to remind everyone that we're coming at you from the unceded ancestral and traditional territory of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish people. And really quickly, I'd just like to introduce all of our new guests we have in Studio A. To my left, I have two new individuals.
Hey, I'm Juliana.
Hey, I'm Juliana.
And I'm Phoebe.
And this is Shima.
And I'm Madeline.
And I am so excited that you guys are here in Studio A. This is just wonderful. How did you guys all hear about CITR?
Juliana and I are Masters of Journalism students, so CITR came and spoke to our class.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
My friend Jordan told me about this, and I want to start a podcast, so I thought this would be a good way to get involved.
This is a great place for podcasts. We love podcasts here, let me tell you.
Yeah, for me, CITR came to my creative writing class, and I love talking, so I thought this would be a great place to start.
So it sounds like everyone is finding a new home here at CITR. I hope you guys like the station, and I hope you feel comfortable in Studio A. Anywho, we just listened to a song called Numb. Shima, do you want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Well, it's a song that I play on repeat, usually at night when I'm just vibing, and I don't know, it has a nice vibe. I don't really have anything else to say about it.
I think I could agree that had a nice vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody else find it vibey?
I, for one, found it very vibey.
I watched Juliana Shazam it while it was playing.
Oh. Right on. We love that. We love that. Well, speaking of vibes, we got another track coming up by a classic band called Tame Impala. Maybe you might have heard of them. I don't know. But this song is called Feels Like We Only Go Backwards. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Season of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, that'll have to do.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Brian, and you are listening to Training Time, where I have a couple of trainees here in Studio A getting acquainted with all of the fun hardware we got. Anywho, we just listened to a song called...
called Stick Season by Noah Kahan.
You want to tell us anything about Stick Season or Noah Kahan or both?
You know, I don't actually know too much about the artist, but he came out with a new album. I want to say it's called Northern Attitude. That's like the main single. But anyway, Stick Season is just such a vibe to me, and it's on like my fall playlist, and it makes me sad sometimes because there's one line in the song where he says, I'll drink alcohol until my friends come home for Christmas. And I'm not not advocating for substance abuse. I feel like I can't say this on the radio. But I miss my friends. So anyways, song is good. Hope you enjoyed it.
I definitely enjoyed it. I work at a cafe, and I listen to that song almost every day in the cafe. It just like plays. And yeah, no, it was good to finally know the name of it and know the artist. So thank you so much for sharing. I personally appreciate it. You guys have any comments and any hot takes on Noah Kahan?
My friend actually just made a TikTok to this song as she cleaned up sticks on her parents' farm. And she romanticized her life a lot through it. So that's my tidbit from that song.
That's so great. I love that. I love that.
Funny enough, I usually just listen to like the song. I usually just listen to like the vibes of the song and the rhythm, and so I sometimes get like lost and take it, like don't really pay attention to the lyrics, but it's so nice to like hear you guys point that out, you know, and gets me to think in a different way. So thanks.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for sharing. I picked a song up next that is like totally not going to fit the vibe at all. But hey, it's what's on cue, so here we go. It's called My Off-White Flag by The Dirty Projectors. It's off of The Dirty Projectors, one of like their first albums. It's a lot more experimental, and I like the song a lot because he kind of experiments with this like noise drone that sounds like a line input noise on the guitar, and it's really interesting. But I hope you guys like it. You might not. I don't know.
Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P. for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
CITR presents Shindig. Prepare for four sets of musicians on four different nights and one final winner. On the third night of Shindig, we have Cat TV, Bell Tower, Soy Joy, Empanadas Ilegales, and Punching Knives all performing on November 15th at 8 p.m. at the Redgate Arts Society. You don't want to miss out on Vancouver's most epic Battle of the Bands.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Brian, and you are listening to Training Time right now. You just heard an ad for Shindig, and I really hope that all of you can come out to Shindig. It's a really good event at the Redgate Art Society on Main and 3rd. It happens tomorrow night at Tuesday. Doors are at 8 o'clock, I believe, and the show goes 9 to midnight. I could be mistaken, but I think that's what's running. We got a bunch of really great acts. One of my favorite local bands named Cat TV is playing tomorrow. You should definitely go and check them out. We love Cat TV. We love Sarah Carboni. She's the front individual. Anyway, so up next, we got a couple more songs for you. We got two more songs until training time is over. I'm going to cry because it's ending so soon. But did you want to talk about this next track?
Sure. So, I'm not sure if I'm saying the artist name correctly, pronouncing it correctly, but this next song is called Runaway by Anaïs. And my very good friend Vanessa introduced me to this song, and I've loved it ever since. And a specific lyric that I always like to listen to when I'm listening to this song is where she goes, "Baby, you should know, all these people they stare looking at you because you're beautiful." And it reminds me that there's beauty in everyone.
We love that. That was very sentimental. Thank
so
you.
Wholesome.
You know, I like when people read me the lyrics because otherwise I usually don't take the time to really understand what the lyrics are. Anyway, thank you very much for sharing. I appreciate that. So this is Runaway by Anaïs.
All these people, they stare looking at you because you're beautiful. Little more.
spit left on repeat. My mom and dad let me stay home. It drives you crazy getting old. We can talk it so good. We can make it so divine. We can talk it good, how you wish it would be all the time. The drink you spill all over me, lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting home. The drink you spill all over me, lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting home.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Brian, and you are listening to Training Time right now, where I have a couple of trainees in Studio A getting acquainted with all of the fun hardware we got to be able to broadcast live on the radio. Speaking of which, if you are interested in the radio in the slightest, come hang out at CITR. It is a good time, and maybe you can hang out with me for an hour on a Monday. I would love it. Love to see your face. Anywho, we just listened to a tune. What did we listen to?
So we just listened to Ribs by Lorde. I don't know if you have any Lorde fans out there, but personally, she is an idol of mine. I get her newsletters every month. I like that song because it reminds me of the innocence that there is in love. And my favorite line is, we laugh in something like little kids until our ribs get tired. And it just reminds me of being really young with my sister and laughing. I know that's not romantic love, but I think it can encompass all things. So, yeah, I love Lorde.
Okay, so this might be a silly question. Might be off topic a little bit, but why does Lorde have an E at the end of the name? Is it like French or something?
I reckon it's because if she said it's Lorde, all of the Christians would get mad at her. So she didn't put,
oh my
she
God,
had to put the
I
E
see,
on.
I see.
That's
it's
I think
like
called,
a, it's like a PR thing.
Yeah, like I think it's called blasphemy if you like try to be God in the Christian faith. So
blasphemous. Is Lorde Christian? This is a crazy question.
I don't know. She's from New Zealand.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Did she not compare herself to Jesus on her song?
Oh my gosh,
album?
She did.
She did, right?
I'm kind of like a prettier Jesus.
Yes,
she's so slayed for that.
No, she honestly ended the entire religion there.
Yeah, so I bet she's not. I bet she's like anti. Actually, I have no idea. Sorry, Lord.
Well, hey, maybe, you know, you could like start a show and then get Lord to come on the show and then interview
Stop.
Lord and we can ask all these questions.
I
the
would
world
love
is your
nothing
oyster
more.
Here at CITR. Let me tell you.
We should shamelessly plug her and then she can tune in. Who knows? DM her for the rest of my life.
Well, anywho, I think this closes our hour here in Studio A. Again, you have been listening to Training Time. Yeah. I hope you had a good time. Hope it was relatively seamless. And as always, can't wait to have all of you folks tune in next week at 3 p.m. Until then, take care, everyone.
To know.